I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You guys have so much energy. I can like feel it. Can you feel it in here? And it's hot. All right. So if you missed last week we started our Lovesick series, and this is all about relationships. And so, you know, last week Randall said some of you may be feeling like love sick. And others of you might be feeling lovesick, you know? So, we talked about being obsessed with relationships, and we can all kind of relate to that. But tonight, I want to continue this series. And I want to start by telling you a story about my first crush. Yep. Oh, get ready. Now, I met the cutest boy ever. In second grade, okay? Now, I have to go ahead and get this out there on the table. Now, I was homeschooled, so I didn't actually meet a boy at school, but I met this boy at church at Vacation Bible School, okay? Now, anybody ever heard of Vacation Bible School before? Anybody? All right, about half of us. Now, here's what Vacation Bible School was. You would go to the church in the summer, and for like a week, you would go every night to the church, and they would do really fun stuff, like activities and like kid stuff, like crafts, you know, and like snack time with juice and stuff. And it was really fun for like a second grader, okay? I think my first year, it was like about astronauts or like space. I don't know what that had to do with Jesus, but I assumed we learned about Jesus there. But anyway, Vacation Bible School. I show up at Vacation Bible School second grade year, and oh my goodness, this boy, his name was Nick. And he was cute. So I met him, and I saw him, and you know what it's like, right? When you see somebody that's like good looking, and you're like, every time you're in our room, you keep on looking like, are they in here? Are they in here? Do they see me? Can I sit next to them? Like, what's it gonna be like? Are they gonna look at me? You know? And so every night I would come to church and I'm like, I don't know, Jesus, astronauts, whatever, but where's Nick? You know? So that happened like every day. And we didn't really talk. We didn't really meet. I'm sure that he never knew who I was. So I didn't see him for a whole year. Okay? He doesn't come to church. He didn't come to our church. Next summer rolls around. Time for VBS again. Going into third grade. Well, for some reason, I'm hanging out with the lady. I don't know why. I guess I was there early. And she was like showing me the list of all the teams. You know, everybody was on a team when they came that week. And she showed me the list, and there was a team that didn't have many people. And then there was a team that had too many people. And I happened to be on the team that had too many people. And Nick happened to be on the team that didn't have enough people. And so, you see where this is going. So I said, okay. I said, lady, I don't remember her name. Linda, let's say her name is Linda. Linda, I will sacrifice my spot on this team that has too many people. For to help you, I will move to this other team that doesn't have enough people. And she said, you would do that? And I said, yes, I would do that for you. And so she moved me and I was like, yes. So then I show up that night, Nick's there. I'm like, yeah, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And so like every night, I'd be like, maybe I get to sit next to him. Maybe he'll look at me. Maybe we'll like laugh about something. And do you know what happened by the end of that week? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. I know. It's like heartbreaking, right? But you're like, well, I was in third grade. What's the big deal? But you know, the truth is, that I was like so consumed as a kid. Isn't that crazy that you can like someone that much when you're like a child? Now, middle school, we get it because we're older, right? But like as a kid, you have these crushes and you get so consumed. It's so easy to be consumed with relationships, whether or not you're even in one. Just the idea of one is so consuming. And sometimes it's really easy for us to think that relationships are everything. They're everything, right? I mean, you see it in middle school, you see it on Facebook. People are always changing their status, like, oh no, I'm not single. I'm dating someone. I won't tell you who it is, but it's someone, you know, my imaginary friend, I don't know. And You know, you're always have to be in a relationship. And you're like, well, the cool kids are in relationships, right? And if you're not in a relationship, you're not very cool. Or the hot people are in relationships. And if you're not in a relationship, then apparently you're not hot, you know? Like, that's what the world tells us. And so we start to think in our minds that, man, relationships have to be everything. Like, if I don't have a specific, like, one-on-one relationship with a guy or a girl, then I'm, like, left out. And I know what that feels like. I didn't date much at all in middle school. Didn't date much. One boy in high school. And I know what it means, what it's like to feel like, man, I'm missing out on something. But relationships aren't quite everything. Have you guys ever heard the phrase, don't put all your eggs in one basket? Nope. Never heard that phrase? All right. Raise your hand if you've heard that phrase. All the adults. All right. A lot of you kids. Cool. Here's what it means. It means don't put all your time and energy and confidence into just one thing, okay? And sometimes we do that. Let me show you what that looks like, all right? You see my jars over here? We're going to pretend, you guys are good pretenders, right? We're going to pretend that these are baskets, okay? These are baskets. These are eggs, clearly, eggs. Now, when you start off your life as a kid, your life is relatively balanced for most, we'll just say most people, okay? Like you've got some life and some time and energy. Let me move this so you guys can see. In relationships, like as a kid, you have some friends. Like my best friend when I was little was Katie and Kendall. They were two friends that I had. And so you have some relationships and you start out life. And most of us go to school, preschool, you know, you have that. A lot of your time and your energy is spent with your family when you're a kid, right? And for some people, they grow up knowing God and going to church and having a relationship with God, okay? So it starts off pretty balanced, but here's what happens in middle school, is things start to change. The coolest thing about middle school, one of the coolest things, is now you can start making your own choices, right? Yeah, that's great. And we're like, yeah, freedom. I can stay up later. I can make my own choices. I can buy my own clothes. I can eat what I want, whatever. And some of you are like, my parents, no, I don't know. but for most of us, we can start making choices. Stay with me, everybody. So what happens is we start saying, all right, I mean, this is cool. I love my family. But really, like, really, 7 nights a week with my family? It's got to change. So you're like, Friday nights, that's kind of cool. I want to hang out with my friends. So you take a little bit of your time and your energy, and you say, all right, I'm going to put it with my friends, relationships. It's all good. I'm going to make that choice. And that's okay. That's okay. And then you start, you know, getting more into middle school. That's like sixth grade, okay? You might, yeah, we'll throw another egg in there. Sixth grade. Seventh grade, you're like, oh, maybe, you know, I spend too much time doing homework. So instead of doing homework this afternoon after school, even though I have to do it, there's that boy that plays on the soccer team, and I want to go watch his game. So I am going to take a few bits of my time that I should be spending on homework and go hang out with my friends, watch the soccer game, because he's cute. And I don't know anything about soccer, but I'll pretend. And then you get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, okay? And one weekend comes around, and you always go to church on the weekends on a Wednesday night, and they're like, let's go to the movies. Don't worry about church. And you're like, oh, okay. It's one weekend. It's no big deal. So you're like, well, God can wait. He's there. He's always there. So I'll go to the movies with my boyfriend. Cool. That's great. And then you start realizing that you're doing so much work at school, like you're a pretty good student, but your friends start making fun of you for being a good student. And they say, why do you study so much? Why do you do all that work? I mean, it's no big deal. You need to like hang out with us a little bit more. And so you're like, okay, I don't want to be a dork or people not to like me, so I'll stop studying so hard and I'll spend a little more time with my friends. Great. And then, you know, as time goes on, you say, oh man, my parents are driving me crazy and my friends are normal. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time with my friends than my parents and my brother or my sister. And then you think, oh, you know, my friends are hanging out all weekend and going to the mall. It's over church, during church. I pray usually, so it's probably not a big deal that I go with them. So I just go. And wait, stay with me. And then it keeps on happening, and you see where this is going. It keeps on happening. But listen, listen. We all do this. We all do this, and we say, you know what? I love my family. I mean, maybe I'll keep one in there, but I'm sick of them telling me what to do, and I just don't want to be around anymore, so I'm going to spend every night at my friend's house all weekend. And what happens is that your life starts to get unbalanced. It's real clear, isn't it? It starts to get unbalanced, and for some of us, a lot of us, we end up with all of our time and all of our energy in our relationships, whether it's friends or dating, you know, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and that's where we end up. Now, let me tell you, we all know what happens eventually to relationships, dating relationships, don't we? Because some of us in here have been in those relationships, and we know that most relationships, that dating relationships that you're in right now in middle school, are going to end. And when that goes away, what are you left with?
Nothing.
Not much. Not much. Because you see, when you put all of your time, stay with me, I need all the eyes up here. When you put all of your time and all of your energy into your dating relationships, into wanting to be in a relationship, into talking about relationships, guys, girls, friends, whatever, you put all your time and energy into that. When those relationships are over, you feel like you have nothing left. And you feel like your life is over, or a part of your life is over. And that's not what God wants for us. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, the Apostle Paul, he was a follower of Jesus. He wasn't at first, but then he turned his life over to God. And he says this, he's talking to a church. And he said, you know, you may say that everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. You see, we have the right to make decisions. You have the right to decide what you're going to do with your time, with your energy, with your mind, with your focus. You have the right to do that. You have the right to make choices, but not every choice that you make is going to be a good one. It's not. And sometimes our choices can take over certain areas of our life and leave nothing for the rest of it. Because you see, relationships, dating, friends, they're a good thing. Relationships are a great thing, but they're not everything. And sometimes we get that mixed up. Sometimes we think, man, like, my whole life is about drama and about my friends and about having a boyfriend or a girlfriend. That's all I can think about. And you know, we watch shows on TV that's all that it's about. That's all that it's about. And we fill our hearts and our minds with those things, and we think, man, like, if I just focus enough on having a guy or having a girl in my life, then I'll be okay. I'll feel better about myself. But in reality, it makes the rest of your life pretty empty. Because, you know, some of us have lost a friend. We've lost a friend because they've been consumed with a relationship. And so we know what that's like. We know how that feels to be on the other side of that. And you know, that almost happened to me, except I was the person in the relationship. Because you see, I dated this guy one time, and we were friends for a while before we started dating, and I really liked him, and I thought, man, he's great, like, you know, this is what I've been praying for, all of that stuff. And so we were dating and going out, and I really liked spending time with him, you know, like, that's okay. But what happened was, outside of school and work, like, I would spend all of my time with him. And I ended up not spending time really much with my friends. It was more like him and his friends, and I got so caught up in that and so consumed. Until one day, my friend Amanda, she said, hey, can we hang out? And I was like, I mean, I don't know. I guess so. And so I go to her house, and she's like, listen, like, what's going on? are we going to be friends anymore? Because you seems like you're too busy for me. Seems like you're too busy for anybody else except for that guy. And I thank God that I had a good friend that could speak truth into my life and say, you know what, Natalie? This isn't balanced. This isn't good. This is not what God intended for you. Because you need other people in your life. You need other things in your life besides just that one person. And, you know, eventually, like a lot of relationships, that relationship ended. And it was a good thing, but the better thing about that is that that relationship ended, but because I had gone back and spent more time in all these other areas of my life wasn't over, you know? And you know, some of us struggle with that. We put all of our time and energy into one person in our life, into one thing, and being so consumed with what we have or we don't have in a relationship, and then it's over, and then we're left with nothing. And we see that happen to our friends. You know, here's how it plays out in real life. When your life is consumed with dating, with boys, thinking about girls, like, God created us, okay? God created us to be in relationships, but when your whole life is in that, and that's over, I mean, maybe you don't invest in your family, you don't spend any time with God, like, that's all you have. That's all you have. And when that relationship ends, you really don't have anybody left. You know, let's say you spend all your time focused on school. Let's think about it in a different way. Say you spend all your time, you're not too concerned with relationships, but actually you're like, I don't really even need friends. I just want to like spend all my time focused on my sports, my hobbies, my getting good grades. Like if you spend your time consumed by that and not in these other areas, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on friendships and good things. And you know, if you spend all your time with your family, then man, when you grow up, where are you going to go? Who are you going to hang out with? You know, and you're laughing because nobody in here really probably does that. But you see what I'm saying is that sometimes we can get so focused on one area of our life that other areas, they really miss out. And you know, sadly, an area of our life that a lot of us don't feel like we have to put a lot into is our relationship with God, our relationship with Jesus. Because, you know, sometimes you think, you know, God's always there, and he is. Jesus is always there. He loves me, and he does. So I don't feel like I need to invest any more into that. Like, I'm more concerned with what that guy or that girl thinks of me when I go to school, or I'm more concerned with studying so hard that I can't do anything else to get good grades, or I'm more concerned with, you know, even hanging out with my family than investing in my relationship with God. But I want to read to you a verse in Matthew 6, and it's Jesus talking, and he says this: "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So God says, you know what? If you're going to focus on one thing in your life, man, make it me. You know, make it Jesus, because God says when you focus on him first, you're not going to be empty in these other areas. If you focus on him, he will provide for each and every area in the right time. You know, and that's what it takes. The problem isn't, you know, that relationships are bad or spending time in these areas are bad, but it's saying, who are you putting first? Who are you really, really focusing on in your life? And that is what God wants for you. Because, you know, relationships are a great thing, but they're not everything. They're not everything. You know, people will let you down. People will break up with you. And, you know, if you start dating in middle school, which that's up to you and your parents, but if you start dating in middle school, you're gonna break up with a lot of people before you end up really marrying the right person. People are going to let you down, but God never will. So I want you to think, where are you? Because all of us are somewhere here. Where are you? Like maybe you need to spend a little bit more time. with your family. You know, like maybe you're the guy or the girl that you hate being at home and you don't like it because your parents try to tell you what to do and try to make you like do chores or do your homework or whatever, and that drives you crazy and you're like, I don't want to spend time at home. But maybe in your home you have a brother or sister, you know, that needs you. And they might look up to you and they may need you to spend a little bit more time with them. Maybe that's you. Maybe some of you guys need to focus a little bit more on school. Like you just don't care, you know? And maybe that's you. And maybe some of you need to focus on some friendships, developing good friendships, people that will encourage you and challenge you to grow closer to God. And maybe that's you. But wherever it is, whatever area you need to focus more in, you know, God wants to be first. God wants to be first before anything else. And when he promises that when you make him first, he will provide for all of these other areas of your life. If you seek him first, you're not going to miss out on anything else. And I want to challenge you guys with that today because it's so easy. I've been where you are, you know? Like I've been in sixth grade and seventh grade and eighth grade, and your life is consumed with who likes you and what you look like and how popular you might be. And that stuff, those are real struggles, and I get that. But God says, you know what? Focus on me. Keep the focus on me every second of the day, and he will be faithful to you. He will provide for you, and he will blow your mind with how what he does with your life and how he uses you. So let's pray. Father God, I lift up each person here, Lord. I know that a lot of us struggle with how to spend our time and how to spend our energy. And God, it's so tempting to want to be selfish about that and want to focus on ourselves and on the relationships that we have or we don't have. And God, I just pray that for each person in this room, whether we're an adult or a student, God, I pray that you would draw us closer to you. And as we're tempted to run away from you and to focus on ourselves and our relationships and our friends and boyfriends and girlfriends, God, I pray that with every decision we make that you would call us back to you. You call us back to yourself, and we would respond, we would go, and we would see the blessing that you have for our lives in that. God, I pray that you'll bless each student here and their future relationships, that they would all center around Jesus, because we know with you, there's joy and there's hope for the future. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.